From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Senate today voted to remove funding for 7 F-22 fighter jets from a defense bill after President Obama issued a veto threat. Senators from states involved in building the F-22s had earmarked nearly $2 billion for the planes, despite objections from both the White House and the Pentagon. More from NPR's David Wellner.
President Obama and Defense Secretary Robert Gates told Congress no more F-22s are needed. Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington disagreed.
This is about our nation's economic stability. It's about our future military capability. And it is about the ability to retain skilled, family-wage jobs in communities throughout the country.
Mr. Obama's erstwhile campaign adversary, John McCain, co-sponsored the measure to strike the funding for the F-22s.
I say with sympathy to my colleagues who are deeply concerned about the loss of jobs in these difficult economic times, but this is not the way to provide jobs. Our obligation is to defend this nation.
McCain's amendment removing the funding for the F-22s passed 58-40. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Democrats are divided on health care legislation that President Obama wants pushed through Congress. One group of moderate and conservative Democrats concerned about the cost of the legislation is calling for additional cost savings. The president accused opponents of the plan of trying to slow changes in health care in hopes that the plan fails. Mr. Obama wants legislation that expands health care coverage and helps bring costs down. Dallas-based Southwest Airlines turned a profit in the second quarter of 2009, but the company worries about future earnings. Meanwhile, another Texas airline, Continental, lost money. Bill Zeeble with member station KERA in Dallas has more.
Southwest, which carries more U.S. passengers than any other airline, earned $54 million. A year ago, it earned roughly six times that amount. The recent drop in fuel prices helped the bottom line, but so did hardworking employees, according to CEO Gary Kelly. He called this one of the worst revenue environments for the airlines ever. As a result, Kelly said he could not predict a profitable third quarter. Meanwhile, United Airlines earned $28 million thanks largely to fuel costs and other one-time gains. Otherwise, it would have lost money. Houston-based Continental Airlines says it lost $213 million in the quarter and blamed the global recession. As a result, Continental said it's cutting 1,700 positions and will also charge more to check baggage and book flights by phone. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 67 points to close at 8,915. The NASDAQ Composite Index gained 6 points to close at 1,916. This is NPR News. Local governments in California are threatening court action to prevent enactment of a budget compromise between Governor Schwarzenegger and legislative leaders. They oppose a provision that would divert billions in funds raised by cities and counties for local projects. City and county government officials contend the move would be unconstitutional. The day-old budget agreement was reached following hours of talks on closing the state's $26 billion budget deficit. An independent investigation has found that Tennessee Valley Authority did not have adequate controls and procedures in place before the catastrophic coal ash spill in its Kingston plant late last year. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren has the story.
The report says TVA operated its coal ash storage ponds based on decades of lore instead of robust standards. Even though five TVA plants had wet coal ash storage ponds like the one that failed at Kingston, TVA had no standard rules for them. Engineers conducted annual inspections, but their recommendations often were ignored. There was no ultimate authority over the coal ash storage ponds, and when new dikes were built, they weren't inspected. At the Kingston plant, when TVA patched leaks in 2003 and 2006, it did not investigate whether whatever caused those leaks might cause more problems in the future. TVA President Tom Kilgore called the report tough medicine and said TVA will improve its procedures and its culture. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Again, in stocks, the Dow Industrials up 67 points today, the NASDAQ gained 6 points, and the S&P 500 ended today 3 points higher. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.